Unit 11, Delivering the Mail.
The first organized system for sending messages began in Egypt around 1500 BC. This system developed because the pharaohs frequently needed to send messages up and down the Nile River in order to keep their empire running smoothly. Later, the Persians developed a more efficient system for sending messages using men and horses. Message carriers rode along the road system, stretching from one end of the Persian Empire to the other. Along these roads, fresh men and horses waited at special stations to take and pass along any messages that needed to be sent. The stations where riders passed messages back and forth were built 23 kilometers apart, so the men and horses were able to travel quickly between them. The Romans later took this idea and improved it by using a more advanced and extensive road system. In China, however, Kublai Khan had built up his own system for delivering messages. This system worked in the same basic way as the Roman system. The difference was that Kublai Khan kept 300,000 horses along the roads of his delivery lines. There were over 10,000 stations where a message would be passed from one rider to another with a fresh horse. In this way, Kublai Khan could receive messages from anywhere in the country in only a few days. It wasn't until the 1500s that a well-organized postal system appeared again in Europe. One family, the Von Tuxis family, gained the right to deliver mail for the Holy Roman Empire, most of Italy, and parts of Spain. This family continued to carry mail, both government and private, throughout Europe for almost 300 years. In 1653, a Frenchman, Renoir de Villiers, established a system for delivering post in Paris. Postal charges at that time were paid by the recipient, but de Villiers' system was unique by allowing the sender to prepay the charges, in a similar way to the modern stamp. Unfortunately, de Villiers' system came to an end when jealous competitors put live mice in his letterboxes, ruining his business. Eventually, government-controlled postal systems took over from private postal businesses, and by the 1700s, government ownership of most postal systems in Europe was an accepted fact of life. The thing that all these early systems had in common was that they were quite expensive for public use and were intended for use by the government and the wealthy. However, in 1840, an English schoolteacher named Rowland Hill suggested introducing postage stamps and a postal rate based on weight. This resulted in lowering postal rates, encouraging more people to use the system. His idea helped the British postal system begin to earn profits as early as 1850. Soon after that, many other countries took up Mr. Hill's idea, and letter writing became accessible to anyone who could write. Today, the Rowland Hill Awards are given each year to encourage and reward fresh ideas which help promote philately, stamp collecting.